This is Neil Chayette looking at the law, coming up, dressing down in court. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. If you wear your Halloween costume to work, it could turn out to be a scary situation, and it definitely won't help your case for sexual harassment. Kimberly sued the computer software company she worked for, claiming that John, one of the company's officers, subjected her to sexual harassment. She also claimed the CEO failed to investigate John's conduct, all of which created a hostile work environment. But things didn't go well for Kimberly at trial, and after a jury returned a verdict for the defense on all counts, she appealed, arguing the judge should have excluded evidence of her sexual behavior and, quote, wild nature, and specifically should never allowed evidence about her Halloween costume. Unfortunately, it was Kimberly's own lawyer who first asked the CEO what he thought of Kimberly's Halloween costume. His answer, by the way, was he thought it was particularly hot, describing it as a see-through Empire State Building. So Kimberly, who obviously had a lot of appeal, lost this one. As for her argument about her see-through Halloween costume, unfortunately for Kimberly, the judges saw through it as well. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.